Ron Judd is an investigative journalist and columnist at the Seattle Times. He's worked there nearly 25 years, and he's written a lot about Washington's national parks. A notice on an internet site where skiers and climbers hang out piqued his interest a couple of years ago.
Someone had posted a thing from the Congressional Record about an investigation done in an unnamed national park of an unnamed superintendent.
The notice was from an annual statement to Congress from the Office of the Inspector General about all the work the office had done over the previous year.
A couple months later, I got a tip from a source who said, "Did you see this in the Congressional Record?" I said, "Yes," and the person said, "That was Mount Rainier National Park, and the person in question is Dave Ubaraga."
Dave Ubaraga worked at Mount Rainier for decades before he became superintendent in 2002. And except for a short stint at Yosemite, he was at Rainier until he moved to the Grand Canyon last July. A complaint to federal officials about a simple house sale sparked the investigation. Back in 2002, Ubaraga sold his three-bedroom home on 2 acres in Ashford, Washington. He says he'd been approached by at least 2 people interested in buying the place.
So that's why I went to the listing agent and said, "Let's put this out and see who it attracts."
It attracted a buyer who was willing to pay $425,000, more than 3 times its assessed value at the time. While that was in the heady days of the real estate boom, 3 times assessed value is still a pretty good deal. But here's where it starts to get messy. Ubaraga signed that contract with Peter Whitaker, the owner of Rainier Mountaineering. That company did millions of dollars worth of business with the park as a climbing guide service. Ubaraga insists the sale was all above board.
The transaction occurred with the approval of those involved above me and the ethics officer, the solicitor, so I felt very good about it.
But this wasn't one of those very clean, walk-away-with-a-check-type property sales. Ubaraga financed the deal himself, with Whitaker agreeing to pay off the debt over the next 5 years. During those 5 years, Ubaraga, with others in the Park Service, were rewriting the rules that would affect concessions contracts at Rainier for many years to come, and he never mentioned he had a business relationship with the owner of a company those new rules would regulate. Again, Seattle Times reporter Ron Judd.
Ubaraga signed a paper, a one-sheet piece of paper, that specifically, in incredible detail, spells out, "I attest that I have no financial dealings with these people that could possibly cause a conflict of interest or appearance of conflict of interest," on and on. It specified all different sorts of business arrangements that this includes.
Ashford's a small community, and rumors started to fly that Ubaraga and Whitaker were buying a property. Someone complained to federal officials. They investigated and referred the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle. The rumors were found to be groundless, and Ubaraga passed a lie detector test that he never meant to deceive anyone. Federal attorneys never pressed charges. In 2008, Ubaraga received a formal reprimand, which, as his policies, stayed in his personnel file for 1 year. The man who signed that reprimand, Jonathan Jarvis, had been Ubaraga's supervisor at Rainier. 3 years later, as head of the National Park Service, Jarvis is also the man who approved Ubaraga's promotion to the Grand Canyon. The move stunned Seattle Times reporter Ron Judd.
But I'm just sort of amazed that you can make what really is a blunder of this magnitude, which in most real-world situations in a key job like this, where you have strict ethics rules about this kind of stuff, would have been a career-ending mistake. And instead, he's been promoted.
Ubaraga says he's a man of integrity, and that people who know him and his 27-year career in the Park Service will nod their heads in agreement. Judd's articles, however, have made the superintendent wonder what he could have done differently 10 years ago.
Was there something there that I was being blinded by? I didn't think so. I felt really good at the time about what I decided, but looking back at it and trying to connect some other dots that are innuendo and make it look worse than it is, you know, I wish nobody had to deal with it.
Sometimes the appearance of a conflict of interest can be just as embarrassing as the real thing. In the end, there doesn't appear to have been any quid pro quo. Peter Whitaker's mountain climbing company lost about a third of its revenue after the contract revisions that Ubaraga helped write, and the company's franchise fees to the park more than doubled to about 15%. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Mark Beavis in Flagstaff.